Peter, many people will point to the work that President Carter did after he left office, but what impacts did Mr. Carter make as he was the when he was the President of the United States?
Well, Chris, you have to start with the famous 1978 Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement. Any Carter biography, especially when it comes to foreign policy, has to start with that. From day one, he said he wanted to bring peace to the Middle East. He brought Israeli leader Menachem Begin and Egypt's Anwar Sadat to Camp David, where he appealed to and pressured both of them, and pressured is an understatement. He pressured them on religious and highly personal terms. And that peace accord, even though it's a cold peace between Egypt and Israel, is still in effect. With all the turmoil and violence we've seen over the past couple of years and through the decades since Carter left office, that peace agreement is still in effect. And I saw the effects of it many times when I traveled to that region for CBS News over the years.
Peter, I am curious. Mr. Carter came to office after Watergate, after President Ford. How much of his presidency, as you look back, was about restoring faith in that office?
Well, quite a bit of it was, and that's a very good point. He came into office in the aftermath of Lyndon Johnson, the Vietnam War era, the dark days of Richard Nixon and Watergate. He saw his opening as a Washington outsider and famously promised, "I'll never tell a lie, I'll never make a misleading statement." He bolstered those promises by very publicly proclaiming his deep Christian faith. I was with him the night that Richard Nixon resigned. I was in the Georgia governor's mansion covering for another great southern radio station like PTF. I was there for WSB in Atlanta. And Jimmy Carter said that it was a sad night for the country, but that Richard Nixon made the right decision.